Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. People are drawn to the word free. Free. Everybody likes the word free. Buy one, get one, free. Just put your address in this box and we'll send you a free gift. If you buy $50 worth of product, you get this special extra thing for free. Except that in all of these cases, there isn't actually anything free. To get a buy one, get one free, it means you first have to buy one, right? To put it another way, buy one, get one free is really just if you buy two, you get them both 50% off. It's a lie. It's a marketing gimmick. There is nothing free. If you think about it, you know, put your address in the box and we'll send you a free gift. Well, you're actually having to spend years and years of wasted time for all of the junk mail that's going to come into your mailbox after you enter your address in. They're all gimmicks. And to be honest, if we're going to spend $50 to get the free gift gimmick, the truth is that you're probably going to put more items into your cart than are actually whatever the free gift is worth. You're just throwing your money away. Well, today we celebrate something else that is free. Only this time it's not a gimmick and it's not a joke and it doesn't cost us anything. It's free presents. And everybody loves free presents. In fact, I guess the definition of presents requires that it's free. But throughout the sermon, what I'm going to do here is we're going to hear the word presents. And what I want you to do is I want you to determine if I'm talking about gifts or if I'm talking about the presence of God, as in Him being in the room. And we'll see how it goes. Well, one of our readings for this morning was from Isaiah. And Isaiah is a wonderful book, especially chapter 62. It paints this picture of the glory of Zion. Well, Zion is the hill on which Jerusalem is built. Okay, so there's literally a hill there that they call Zion, and they built a town on top of it, and they called it Jerusalem. And what's better, and so throughout the Old Testament, when you hear this word Zion, it's synonymous with Jerusalem, and it's synonymous with the temple. And so, Zion, and the place where God promised to be with his people. He promised to dwell in the temple, in the town of Jerusalem. And it would have been a great comfort for the people of Israel to hear this proclamation in Isaiah 62. That Zion is going to be restored. And why would they need to hear of restoration? Well, earlier in Isaiah's book, he writes all about the exile. That is, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. Right? The people of Israel are going to be deported. They're going to have to leave their country. They're going to have to leave the place where God promised he would be present. And so for all intents and purposes, the Israelites think that they're going to be severed from the very presence of God because he promised his presence on the hill of Zion. And so as later into the book, as we get to Isaiah chapter 62, God promises, not after they're going to be exiled, that that's going to be the end, but that he is going to take care of this important city. That his people will be brought back into his presence. Well, lo and behold, God keeps his promise. As he always does, God follows through. The people of Israel do go back to the land of Canaan, and they do inhabit Jerusalem, and the city of Zion is restored, and there's even a temple there. And this all happens before Jesus is born. But seeing as how today is Christmas, I imagine you've already figured out that this text isn't just about ancient Israel. More importantly, God welcomes his people into a greater Zion. As Jesus is born in a manger and lives on the earth, Isaiah wrote his words about Jesus. Behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Certainly, Isaiah is talking about how people will be restored to Jerusalem, but more than that, he's talking about how Jesus is going to be the Savior of the world. He's going to be your salvation. In fact, he is. He brings rewards forgiveness, life, salvation, the blessing of God himself, and he brings compensation. Because the truth is that we rack up this debt of sin throughout our entire lives, and it gets so great that we can't pay it back by ourselves. And so who has to pay it back for us? But Jesus does. He brings these things to you, and guess what? They're free. They're free. They don't cost you a thing. Jesus pays the price entirely with his blood. And what's better, but at the coming of Jesus, Zion is no longer Jerusalem. And Zion is no longer the temple. Jesus becomes Zion. Jesus is the place where God promised his presence would be. And yet it's kind of a sad thing. We all know that today is Christmas, and there's plenty to be celebrated. But as I think about the state of the world, I lament. Because I know that there are those in our world who will let today come and go without a thought of Jesus in their mind at all. Too consumed with presents, too consumed with family obligations, too consumed with everything else to even consider that today has more meaning than just consumerism. That today is the very birth of Jesus Christ, and that's why we celebrate. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't care. But the truth is that God comes into the world to give presents for free. And because this is the truth for us, even on Christmas, our text for today, God gives commands to start. You may have heard them at the beginning of Isaiah 2. It goes like this. He says, "Go through the gates." Okay, well, what does that mean? "Prepare the way for the people." Again, great words, but how do they have any bearing for us today? "Build up the highway." Well, let's all go get our shovels and we'll go build a highway, right? "Clear it of stones. Lift up a signal over the people. And finally, say to the daughter of Zion." They're all wonderful words, but they really don't mean a whole lot for us in our own context. And so let me put it another way for you. In Isaiah 62, God is speaking to a people of Israel who is trusting in the promised Messiah. And today God speaks to you, people who trust in this Messiah who has already come in the baby Jesus Christ. And so as God gives what's called the divine imperative, he wants you to call other people into Jesus' presence. You know, for the people in Isaiah's day, Jesus was still coming. For us, we already know where he is. But the truth is that there's not that many people who know, or not that many people who care. And so the Lord has made good use of us. That way we can remove obstacles from before other people. That we can remove excuses, remove hindrance that might get in the way of people receiving the Lord's presence. Because the truth is that Satan and the world and our own sin are much more in the way than we even recognize. So many distractions in our way, so many things that we can trip over, and it's all designed to lead us away from the journey toward Zion, the journey toward Jesus' eternal presence with his people. And so this is why the Lord has gathered you into the church today, so that you might go out from this place and herald the message of Jesus, of his miraculous birth, his perfect life, his death on the cross, his empty tomb 3 days later. By this message, we clear the highway. We build it up. We go through those gates. We're ready. We're like storming the castle, right? And we get this sort of picture of the signal that goes over the people. And what I want you to imagine is, you know, these medieval armies, right? And they all have these banners that are lifted up in the air to designate which side they're on. This is what the Lord calls us to do, is to lift up everything Jesus has done for us, his death, his resurrection, his perfect life, lift it up like a banner. That way all the people in the world might rally to this call, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that the Word of God became flesh for you and for me and for everybody. Because today, on Christmas, and every day, is a day of free presents. And you know, the challenge at the beginning was to figure out whether or not the presence was the physical presence, or if the presence was, you know, a gift sort of presence. And the answer is yes. Because no matter which way you hear it, God delivers his gifts to you today. He gifts you Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and he also gifts you his presence with you. Because as often as the word is proclaimed in its truth and purity, as often as you receive the gifts that Jesus has given you, you can be certain that Jesus is there today. Now, before our service started, I pointed out that baby Jesus is still sitting up here from the Christmas program, right? We still have this little doll. And that's not the presence of Jesus with us today, because that is just a toy. But the truth is that the baby Jesus is with us now, even more real than the doll that's sitting in the manger over there. Because he has promised that he'd be with you. And he's promised that all of your sins are forgiven. Merry Christmas. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.